we're singing along this morning. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Super excited to have in the studio our friends from Pensacola State College. Dr. Ed Meadows is here with us this morning, and somebody I haven't seen in forever, and we're Facebook buddies, Andrea Krieger. So nice to see you. She's executive director for the Pensacola State College Foundation. Y'all, they were singing along. Yeah. I love it.
Gotta love some happy.
Gotta love some happy. And I am happy about this new campaign that y'all are doing. Tell us everything about it. But before we get there, just in case someone's just moved to the area or there's someone's listening, they pass by Pensacola State College, they've heard about it and know nothing about it. Because us Pensacolians that have been here a long time, we kind of know all about the changes from PJC to PSC and all that. But since 1948, is that correct?
That's correct. We started in a boarding house down on Palafox Street. And
now, no kidding. A boarding house?
Yes, a boarding house.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. We have a historical marker there, but Pensacola State College is one of 28 in the state and within the system. We have a defined service area of Santa Rosa County and Escambia County, but of course we accept students outside the service area, and particularly we get a lot of students from Alabama because we have a differential agreement with border counties along Alabama and Florida where they can come for in-state tuition plus $10 a credit hour extra. But anyway, we have the Milton campus, the Warrenton campus, which is our health science and nursing campus. Milton campus is a wonderful partnership with the University of Florida. And then we have South Santa Rosa Center. We have the Century Center. We have the CDL Truck Driver Training Center that is east of Milton. And we have the Downtown Center that is a partnership with the Florida West Economic Development Alliance and the Chamber of Commerce, where they lease out space in the Downtown Center, as well as Senator Gates is down there as well. But we offer workforce certificates, associate degree technical certificates, and the AA University Transfer, as well as workforce baccalaureate degrees in nursing, cybersecurity, and business.
Wow. That's just incredible. It's so much. I knew about a little bit of that, but I had no idea. You've expanded so much just in the last 20 years.
Yeah. And we've had a surge in enrollment over the last 3 years. We're up 40% over 2 years ago.
No kidding. So how many students do you have now?
Closing in on 11,000.
Wow. That's congratulations. Kudos to you.
Thank you.
And to everybody that works there and all that you've done with the expansions and the opportunities that you're providing for the people in this area. It's amazing.
Well, we're all about helping the residents of Northwest Florida, and about 96% of our students stay in the region after they graduate and live and work, and so happy to be a good partner with UWF on the university transfer.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. That's a great partnership.
It is.
Makes
it
all the difference.
You know, I think so many years of being in the community now, one of the things that it was encouraging for me and one of the reasons I went to Pensacola State is Pensacola State has always been involved in the community.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a partnership with workforce development at the center of everything we do. You know, even just looking at our new A&P mechanics program that we have, Dr. Meadows talked about the CDL, the truck driver training program, but we're always on the forefront of growth because of the communication back and forth with community partners and leaders who know what our area needs.
Well, you do have so many alumni that are active in this community.
Wow, yes. And you know, every time I speak at a civic organization, and here's a prime example, I was one of the panelists for the Chamber of Commerce recent luncheon for the state of education.
Yes, I heard about that because he comes on the show, Todd Thompson, who's the president, comes on the show and was just talking about that.
Well, I asked people to raise their hand, and I mean, this is probably 250 people in the room. I said, raise your hand if you were a student, your child was a student, or you served on one of our boards, and virtually everybody in the room raised their hand.
Oh, I just got goosebumps. I believe it. I believe that.
So we're definitely, as Andrea said, connected to the community.
And I swim there, so what can I say?
You're connected.
I took advantage of some of the other extreme stuff. Okay, well, on a serious note, we've got a big campaign going on. I am PSC. Andrea, tell us, and Dr. Mears, tell us all about that.
Yes, so, you know, it's interesting to have you have a start with folks who may not know about PSC because it feels like every time we're in a room of friends.
Of course.
And I am PSC is a campaign to celebrate all of those connections. You know, 77 years of being in this community is no small thing.
No.
And so as you referenced, Meg, we have so many alumni out in the community that have become community leaders. And this campaign is a celebration of Founders Week. So the founding was the 13th of this month, so Saturday.
Oh, no kidding. September 13th. Mm-hmm.
September
Gosh.
13th. So this week, we are all in our IMPSC shirts,
mm-hmm.
celebrating all the things we love about Pensacola State and all the relationships and connections and what that means for our community at large. So this is our Founders Week celebration, asking and inviting folks to give where they live. You know, it's all about supporting what happens in this community.
Mm-hmm.
And IMPSC, because Pensacola State is such an integral part of the community, it's the opportunity to give, whether it's to scholarships or whether it's to programs, whether it's to the faculty. Because, hey, you may have met the love of your life while you're at PSC. One of the things that I've learned over my 8 years is so many of the couples in Pensacola State or Pensacola met at Pensacola State.
Oh, I mean, maybe I need to sign up for class.
I'm telling you, there you go. Do more than swim at Pensacola State, Meg. It's a wonderful connection. So this is just a celebration of everything that makes Pensacola State special to this community.
Well, and then those scholarships and the things that you do make it affordable.
They do.
Because people, if the community supports you financially, then you have more freedom to make changes, to offer more courses, and continue to expand the way that you are.
Sure, sure.
Well, we're in the top 1% of affordability in the nation.
Wow.
And that means, and with the foundation, with the foundation's help, we awarded close to $30 million in financial aid this fall.
That's just this fall?
Just
that's not for the
fall.
Whole year? That's just one semester? Wow.
And of course, the majority of that comes from Pell Grants and Veteran Services. You know, we have about 20% of our students are affiliated with the active military people or veterans and their dependents. And because of the heavy influence of veterans in our community, they look to us for a number of reasons to get reacclimated into the military when they muster out and certainly progress because of distant learning for deployed military and family members that are still here. You know, the opportunity to come to Pensacola State is affordable, not only because we're in the top 1% affordability, but because of the work of the foundation and also the money that is provided through the state and through the federal government.
Okay, we are talking to our friends from Pensacola State College. Dr. Ed Meadows is here. Andrea Krieger's here. We will be back in just a couple minutes to talk more about the foundation and IMPSC on Pep Talk this morning. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, talking with our friends from Pensacola State College. Big campaign going on right now, IMPSC. Andrea Krieger's here. She's executive director with the foundation. Dr. Ed Meadows, who is president of the college, is here with us. So we've got our experts. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. So tell us more about the campaign and a little bit about the foundation too.
Sure. So the campaign, this is our second year doing this. It's really a week-long celebration of our Founders Week. And it's an opportunity for the community who has been touched by the college to give back in an area that's important to them. So they can give. We have, if you go to impsc.org, you'll see three buckets there. There's a bucket for greatest needs, our Fund for Excellence, a bucket for scholarships, supporting any scholarship area that you need, and a bucket for programs. So the programs, it can be truck driver training, it can be welding, it can be our health sciences, it can be any area of the college that is important to you that you're passionate about or that you support because of the needs out in the community. So impsc.org, they can go there. The foundation, we are what's called a DSO, or a direct support organization for the college. Our mission, our existence, is to support the work of Pensacola State College to support our broader communities. So everything we do, we get matches. So say Dr. Meadows is talking to the legislature about the need for our truck driver training program. Well, we may need local match for that, mm-hmm. or private funding for that in order to get support from the state or from a group like Triumph. We are about to do a groundbreaking, hopefully soon, for our training, our Jan Miller Training Center. And we had local match for that. And then Triumph funded that training center to support that work.
Mm-hmm.
So we do that. We have donors who support scholarships. They may want to fund a scholarship in memory of a loved one who passed or in a programmatic area that's important to them. And so we house those at the foundation and then support students with earnings off of those scholarships. Our events. So we do lots of fun things out in the community.
Okay.
Coming up is one of Dr. Meadows' favorites, which is our Day of Clays. It's a clay shoot that's held at South Santa Rosa, or Santa Rosa Shooting Center.
Oh, you're talking about a shoot.
It
clay
is
shoot.
A shoot.
Oh.
It's your shooting clay pitch.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. I had to think. I was going to pottery.
Oh, really?
Well, make sure I got the right
that
clay.
Would make sense. You know, Bill Clover kind of made pottery very important in this community, and he was with us for 52 years.
Correct.
So it is it's a part of the work that we do. But everything the foundation does is to ensure that the college has resources and investment from the local community to continue to grow and to have these wonderful programs available.
So you have the clay shoot coming up. You're about to tell the date before.
Oh, yes. It is October. Oh, my goodness.
First Saturday.
First Saturday, whatever that date is.
Okay.
Second, I believe.
Fourth, I believe.
Fourth.
Yep.
Fourth.
October 4th. And we have volunteers that go out and help because we do a wonderful breakfast. We do a wonderful lunch out there. And the foundation will manage the volunteers for that event as well.
And if I wanted to volunteer, because maybe I don't have enough to give financially, but I would like to give back in other ways, are there ways that we can volunteer with the foundation?
Yes, absolutely. You can do any of our events. And we also have membership groups. So if you're a member of the Anna Society, then your work is to support the visual arts. If you're a member of the Friends of Performing Arts, then you're supporting all of our performances that happen on campus. If you are a member of Friends of Culinary Arts, then you're supporting the Molly McGuire School of Culinary Arts and all of those culinary artists and our hospitality students there. We are launching a new Allied Health Circle. So, since we do so much on our Warrington campus, as Dr. Meadows mentioned, to support the community in the health sciences, we felt like it was important to have that launched as well, and we're launching that and a construction trade circle next.
Wow. There's so many things happening. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you're keeping up with all of it. Dr. Meadows, how do you feel being in as the head of this college? What is it like to have this role in the community for you? Why do you keep doing it? What are the moments that you say, okay, this is worth it?
Well, you know, that's a very difficult question to answer because there are multiple reasons and multiple answers. But my favorite time of the year is commencement.
Oh, of course.
And when you see the students that are graduating walk across the stage, some of them are laughing. Some of them are crying tears of joy.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are celebrating. The parents and the husbands and wives and the children and the grandmothers that are in the audience cheering them on, you know you're in the right place when you can help make a difference in someone's life and the lives of their family so that the skills that they get at Pensacola State is going to put them in a far greater financial position immediately after completing their work. And we actually have a guarantee back on expanding to 5 programs where if their skill sets are not what they should be judged by their employer, we provide free training for them to come back and upskill. We haven't had any takers so far, so I'm thinking we're doing a pretty good job with that.
That's a good sign.
When you look at the fact that over 95% of our graduates stay in the region, work and live. It's really important for them to have a career ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the important things that the state legislature has done is the statewide 2+2, which guarantees students that second 2 years at a public university once they leave us. But also the legislature approved us to do workforce baccalaureate degrees, which gives our associate degree students an additional career ladder. Our 1-year certificate people are earning just under what a four-year liberal arts graduate makes. Our two-year vocational technical degrees, they make more than a four-year liberal arts graduate. And our workforce baccalaureate degree students, they're in the $76,000 to $78,000 a year range. And just below them by about $3,000 or $4,000 are our associate degree. In health science and nursing, we have an applied engineering degree program that is rated by USU's and World's Report is one of the best in the nation. The fact that our students get jobs, sometimes 100% of our students that graduate are getting a job immediately after graduation and sometimes even before. But a lot of our students actually work as well while they're going to college.
Well, those numbers are just incredible. So congratulations to you. I can see that for both of you that your hearts are in it. We have a few more minutes left. So if you have a question, 850-437-1620, IMPSC right here on Pep Talk at News Radio 92.3. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our experts, Andrea Krieger and Dr. Ed Meadows with Pensacola State College. Big campaign this week, IMPSC. Can't emphasize enough how much these dollars from the community help the university, again, provide great education for everyone in our community. So, Andrea, tell us again and Dr. Meadows a little bit about this week and the celebration.
Sure. So all week we will be celebrating our 77 years of supporting the community. We will have for our students, we have a couple of sponsors who are printing T-shirts so that we can hand them out to our students. Yes, you did. They're wonderful. They're beautiful. We are also going to have a scavenger hunt, some pizza and trivia on our campuses. So we've been all around our various locations that Dr. Meadows shared earlier today. And I will tell you, as the community, we could really use your support. IMPSC is your opportunity to give back so that the folks that you know who are struggling to better themselves can come to PSC, get a trade or a skill, better their life for their family for generations to come. You know, I referenced Bill Clover earlier, and I will say in his time, in his 52 years, he actually taught grandchildren of the first sets of students that he had. So generationally, PSC has served as a resource for those families in our community. And IMPSC.org is where you can go to support what we're doing so that you can help the next generation.
Okay, so IMPSC.org. The big campaign is this week. Please, if you can, check it out. Also, what is the university's website, the college website?
PensacolaState.edu, and you just put foundation in front of that and you'll get to our giving page.
All right. Thank you so much for both of you taking time out of your busy day to be here on Pep Talk. Dr. Ed Meadows, it's great to see you again.
Appreciate being here.
Andrea Krieger, it's great to see you doing a great job with the foundation.